Good morning, everyone. Listen to this article from Boston.com entitled "Lawsuits Bring Scrutiny to Trinity Broadcasting." Are you familiar with Trinity Broadcasting? Are you familiar with their colorful logo and the gaudiness of the entire network and the prosperity gospel that is preached and streamed and broadcasted 24/7 into countless homes across the globe? Televangelist Paul and Jan Crouch have faced plenty of mountains building their religious broadcast empire, among them allegations of a homosexual tryst, a prolonged battle with the Federal Communications Commission. But the most recent attack on the founders of Trinity Broadcasting Network comes from their own flesh and blood. We're looking at an article published March 22, 2012 by the Associated Press. And this is Pastor Sean Harris wanting to bring to you the degree of debauchery, mess, exaggerated, abundant ridiculousness present in the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Their granddaughter, Brittany Koper, recently filed court papers that include allegations of $50 million in financial shenanigans at the world's largest Christian broadcasting network. Her suit was followed by another from a Koper in law. Who detailed opulent spending at the network on items such as private jets, mansions in California, Tennessee, Florida, and a $100,000 mobile home for Jan Crouch's dogs. Let me ask you a question. Can someone really be born again and be this wasteful, fraudulent with God's money? Is that really possible? The lawsuit came after Koper's husband was accused by a debt collection company of embezzling more than $1 million from TBN. The debt collection company that filed a lawsuit later added that Crouch's granddaughter and two of her in-laws as defendants. The outbreak of legal skirmishes offers a rare window into the secretive world of the sprawling religious nonprofit and exposes a family feud that could draw more outside scrutiny of TBN. Attorneys from both sides say they have contacted police and the Internal Revenue Service. The Crouches founded TBN in 1973 and grew it into an international Christian empire that beams prosperity gospel programming, which promises that if the faithful sacrifice for their belief, God will reward them with material wealth. To every continent but Antarctica, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it has 78 satellites and more than 18,000 television and cable affiliates and owns 7 other networks, as well as its headquarters in Costa Mesa, Orange County, and a state outside of Nashville called Trinity Music City, USA, and the Holy Land Experience, a Christian amusement park in Orlando. On any given day or night, viewers from the United States to India can watch Christian-inspired news updates, documentaries, movies, talk shows, and sermons by preachers such as Benny Hinn, T.J. Jakes, and Dr. Creflo Dollar, without leaving their armchairs. The lawsuit attention comes at bad time for TBN, which has seen viewer donations drop steeply. TBN raked in $92 million in donations in 2010 and cleared $175 million in tax-free revenue. That's mind-boggling. $175 million in tax-free revenue. This is precisely why the church is going to eventually lose its tax-exempt status. It's coming. There's just no question. It is coming. And ministries are going to take a major hit. But not these organizations. These organizations that are amassing wealth beyond measure are going to do just fine. The lawsuit attention comes at a bad time. And the article continues to detail the degree of donation drops that have occurred and blames it on the economy. At the same time, Cooper's father, the eldest Crutch's son, resigned abruptly as vice president and chief of staff late last year. The unexplained departure of Paul Krauts Jr. roughly coincided with his daughter's legal battle and came just months after he launched iTBN, a project to expand the network's online and mobile reach. TBN places a premium on privacy, and it's almost impossible to divine what is going on behind the scenes. Yet televangelist empires built largely on charisma often encounter choppy waters as their founding personalities age. It's true that in these large ministries, they do become family enterprises. And that's precisely why we know this isn't the church and this isn't the Lord's will. And this is absolutely a fraud out of the pit of hell. Yes, I said it. Because the Church of Jesus Christ is not in existence to make people wealthy. This is precisely why huge segments of population will not go to church, because they have determined that the church exists to make people wealthy at their expense. And of course, organizations like TBN do nothing but add to this. TBN referred requests for comment to its attorney. Of course they did. May dismissed the idea of family turmoil and said the reason behind the legal fight was simple. Cooper and her husband stole from the network. They are attempting to create a diversion to create as much public spectacle as they can in a vain hope that this will all get resolved, and that's simply not going to happen. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is amazing. During TBN's Praise-a-thon earlier this month, a preacher exhorted viewers to bellow, "Fear not," three times, count down from 10, and then rush to the phone with donations. In exchange, he said they would receive a miracle from God about this time tomorrow. Within seconds, all 200 lines were busy. Folks, are there really 200 people that gullible out there? How sad. How amazingly sad. Do you have a family member that's duped into this mess? Do you have a friend that's head over heels in this prosperity gospel? Do they need to be awoken to the corruption that's present in these organizations? Do you have an associate, a co-worker? Do you have someone that you know that thinks these men are preachers? Do they not understand that these men are anything but preachers? Ministry watchdogs have long questioned how TBN, which declared more than $800 million in net assets in 2010, spends that wealth. TBN files reports with the IRS, but the Krauts run nearly two dozen other organizations that are harder to track, and they operate extensively overseas, said Rusty Leonard, who founded Wall Watchers, an organization that monitors the financial transparency of church ministries to which its members donate. Wall Watchers gives TBN F for financial transparency and keeps them on its list of 30 worst ministries. They could run a loss like the one they ran last year for an awfully long time before they would run out of money, because they've been bankrolling money beyond measure. Allegations of lavish spending are central in the battle between the Krauts' granddaughter and a debt collection company called Redemption Strategies Incorporated, which was incorporated by a TBN attorney. Amazing. They create their own debt collection organization to go after the granddaughter. And they name it the word redemption. What a mess. What an unbelievable mess. Be aware of it. Don't give TBN a cent of your money. Recognize that the prosperity gospel is out of the pit of hell. Recognize that. Recognize the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was broke most of the time when it came to earthly possessions, and that God's will was not to save a people to make them wealthy on this planet. Sure, there's no question God blesses some people in an amazing way, but that blessing is designed to be used for His kingdom, not for private jets, lavish homes, crazy mansions, nonsense like that. Recognize that this right here is not Christianity. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.